¿Qué ver hasta bien? ¿Qué ver hasta bien? Test 1, 2. Who's working?
Let me ask about this.
Why do I have a handheld TV and a fixed cake, Cassie?
I'm clear. Let me ask about
this. Dayton, is Arena down there? CQ Dayton, CQ, CQ Dayton.
No Dayton for you.
You go home now.
Okay, very good. Bye-bye.
Well, I gotta go to Lansing first.
Is that because of all that crap that went through up there last night?
Yeah, wiped out. You live in Sterling Heights, right? Wiped out Sterling Heights. You better come home.
I'm north of there. Wife hasn't texted or anything. Denver's were still working at the house, and the house was still standing.
Yeah, it was some pretty bad stuff.
Yeah, I saw the warning that it was tracking across. Didn't look pretty. Sure Ted was busy.
Well, your number one boy has had it all handled, so. Not to worry. He ran right to GTX and ran that.
Oh, good. I got the deactivation page at 2:30, so he wasn't there all night.
Not to worry, your boy Ted. Your boy Ted.
Well, that's his job, so I'm glad he took care of it.
Yeah. Yeah, number one guy took care of it because he knew the number two guy wouldn't.
We're all lined up waiting for the starting bell.
Randy, did you got a ticket to get in, or you got to buy one this morning, or what?
I got a vendor from Mike.
I didn't hear you. Did you say you had a vendor?
Yeah. Mike ZGL hooked me up, even though, you know, ZGL wasn't his call anymore.
He'll always be ZGL.
I think he posted he might have had one or two left at three-day prices if you were looking for one.
Yeah. Mike OBU's got one, too, so if you didn't have one, I was going to get you hooked up.
No, you're covered two ways, then.
Oh, beautiful sunshine, 62 degrees this morning here. A little bit chilly from what we had yesterday, but I'll take it. I'm not complaining at 63. Keep it up there.
Well, it was 75 when I walked out of the hotel room this morning down here. And it's rather comfortable right now and clear. A little hazy, but it'll be a final layer. Oh, yes, Alex. Hey, Jade, you got a solar report for us, too, with that weather report?
Hey, that's careful. That's Jade's brother. Careful what you say. He was talking to you, Randy. Give it up to her.
Who's Jay? Oh, yes, Alex. And it's moving. They're letting us in the infield.
What row are you in, Randolph? Didn't get that. What row are you in?
I'm in second. First row's about completed in.
All right. I'm at the end of the third row. Give you this next K because I suck.
Suck you very much, Pat.
Good morning.
Hi, Mike. What are you doing this morning?
Doing okay. I just hung up a DMR radio up here, so if I hear anything, I can at least respond. And it'll be you.
KBSWR Lansing. On my way to Dayton. KBSWR Lansing.
Katie, this is Keith.
KBSWR.
Why don't you get on DMR so we can understand you?
You're the only one complaining.
ACL Bravo Echo, statewide 2.
NASBE, KBSWR, I can hear you, Dave.
LBR, NASBE. We just got into the parking lot here, so I'll be monitoring this talk group while I'm walking around.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, I don't know how far out it works. I'm on my way to Muskegon, so. And then going to Denver. Well, I won't be there until tomorrow morning. Well, you know. Details. Sounds like it's working pretty good. There's been a few guys on it, so. Enjoy. KB and F. Samir.
Come here. Test 1-2.
3-4.
Andy W. Thanks.
KB and SXK.
I think he's bumping me. Hi, Mike.
Hello, world.
Heading over to my Lansing office. They don't have power. Supposed to be doing network upgrades, but I'm not sure that's going to happen today.
Hi, TJ. I'm just getting to Grand Rapids here. Mile 40 here on 96. Yeah, there's a pretty good swath of Lansing that's without power. There's a big power pole along 496 that actually fell, and part of it fell on a white Tahoe or Suburban that's sitting there. The hood's all smashed, the windshield smashed out, and the back smashed just down the road from where the power pole is laying, still closing an exit there. So there's a few there without power.
Yeah, well, that sounds pretty serious. I was hoping they'd get power up soon, so I delayed it. I was supposed to be there at 9, so I delayed it an hour and went to the shop instead this morning. Now I'm heading there, planning to be there about 10, so I must have just missed you there because I just got on at 36th Street, so which was, you know, mile marker 46. So now I'm at 47, so I'm going the other direction from you. I just missed you.
I might have seen you. But you might as well turn around and go back, because you're not going to be doing anything there today. That's going to be probably all day before they get that high tension line back up.
Yeah, we'll check it out. We'll see what's going on. And if not, it is what it is. We got packed up batteries, stuff on everything, but, you know, those don't last forever. And you don't want to really do, you know, upgrades on battery backup power.
You better turn around and get the generator.
Yeah, I don't have anything that's big enough to run the office like that, so. I just got little tiny ones where I can set up the power repeater somewhere on the hilltop. That's about all I got.
Well, there you go. Have to call in the Air National Guard to get you back up and working.
Oh. Just driving along, you know, 96 here. Somebody's hunting stand that was in the middle of their farm field. It's well, it was probably along the wood line, but now it's out in the middle of the farm field upside down.
Can't believe it. There's a little bit of damage going that way, but anyways. All right. Well, thought I'd give you the heads up that probably ain't gonna get fixed. Back online anytime soon, because it was a big pole, so. And the consumers was not on site, or ITC was not on site, so. There you go. I'm supposed to deliver into the Lansing SPO plant. They were closed because of no power as well on Mount Hope Avenue and Lake Lansing Road there.
Yeah, fun. You know, there was some stuff down by my house, too. Now my the elementary and the middle school over by my place were out of power. Our power went out for a little bit, but it was back on right away. So kids are at home because the younger ones. The high school, which is was on the other end of town, still had power. So my older one was a little mad that she still had to go to school. And the other ones didn't, because their schools didn't have power.
Get a phone call. Chat with you later. KBSWR.
All right, bye, Jeff. Mikey, what are you doing today?
N9KOP, say what you do. N9KOP, say what you're testing.
W8COP, testing.
W8COP, N9KOP.
KD, just like this.
Does your wife know you're not in the state?
I'm with your wife right now.
Well, I hope not, because then you'd be on my back door.
Oh, baby, your back door. That's all I'm thinking of. Anyways, no, down here, Mike and a couple other guys were going through. I just picked up an ATX 6000.
Well, put it back down before the owner figures out you picked it up.
I already paid him for it. $5.
Wow.
And I bought a Icon receiver, a set of Wacom cans that look like they're new, and an ACC controller for $300.
Well, the controller or the cans, there you go. That's the best $300 you could spend. You can trash the Icon.
No, no, good repeater, good repeater.
You mean two mobiles in a can? Yep, okay.
No, this is the FR 4000. This is a desktop repeater.
Oh, is that that little, like, VCR box looking one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay. I think I know what it is.
Are you coming down here, Fred?
Am I coming down there? Heck no, I got work to do.
Work can wait.
We all got work to do.
Not me, I'm retired. So I appreciate all you guys working to pay my Social Security.
Be careful. You don't let SWR here, you don't have anything to do.
Is that T&J?
I'm Sandy Love talking out his ass again.
So, wait, okay, so they actually didn't open, didn't it today? Let me see, we're getting for speeds. 92 meg down and 24 meg up. I think that's, for a opening day of Hamvention, that's pretty good.
You switched to a better satellite?
What was that crappy audio on analog?
I said, can you switch to a better satellite?
No. I will take the 28 millisecond ping times, however, with zero packet loss as well.
Well, you're in charge of how the audio sounds here, so there you go.
So there's some guys here that have a ham truck network. Bitly Ham Truck 24. Have
you got something? WA Camus, monitoring MiFi, statewide 2. And anybody? Monitoring statewide 2.
Scott, what are you hearing?
I'm not hearing much. The ambulances have been here and gone a couple times. It's not even that hot out.
Yes, but you have, what, a bunch of hammies in the rockabouts?
How the price is that steep?
Driving past us. Walking around the flea market looking for familiar faces.
You see, are the prices that steep? The ambulance has been there already twice.
This guy's got a stack of DMR repeaters for $300. Is that a good price?
Is his name Sam?
Kind of on the steep side.
So it's our best offer.
Yeah, his name is Sam, isn't it?
No, I was just making it up to see if I get a rise out of Jeff. He drives down here faster to come pick him up.
Well, that's what I said. Man, last night I heard me. I said, offer him $450.
$450. I rounded up and gave him $5. He took it.
Yeah, but what is it he took?
I will estimate and say that the attendance is up this year. I think there's more people here.
I'm watching kind of all these people trying to send YouTube live streams from their little phone cameras or helmet cameras. WPMS must not have his radio programmed right because he's not hearing it, so he's on each slot, even though he's throwing his call out. He probably doesn't have his RX group set up right. Wait a minute. I just found a video. I'm watching a live stream. And I just saw somebody I know walk by at one of the Whistler booths.
You know people?
I know a few.
Today, so you might be able to spot us in a crowd.
I'm wearing an orange shirt that says E-M-A-N on it.
If only we had some sort of way of, you know, finding people and watching where they were on maps.
Still can't believe you didn't want to send the PTZ down there.
Well, maybe next year. We'll see how much data we use this year. And you can get your checkbook out.
Scott's got to get his checkbook out and start writing checks to people so they like us. Is my audio just too hot coming through the analog connect or what?
It's you in the truck with all the truck background noise makes your audio hard to hear. On analog, it's not as bad, but when you pass your crappy analog audio through the bridge, it gets really hard to hear you on GMR. So because you have all that background noise, one, two words are fine, but when you start rambling or ranting or saying something, it because the background noise in the truck just gets amplified into the patch, and that's the problem.
Is this radio any better? Probably not, huh?
No, your voice is only like 2 dB above the road noise in the truck.
So if I talk louder, does that make it better or worse?
That was too short, but I could still hear it, but only it was this bad.
Do you think it's maybe an AGC thing on the radio? I don't know if it's on or off, I guess. I'll have to look. Sitting on this 7550, that's not right.
There. Well, that should be gooder. I said before, you said about getting my checkbook out. I said, Scott's going to have to get his checkbook out and start writing people checks so they start liking us.
I don't like us. I don't think money will make them like us. You know, we're just evil.
So, do you hear the road noise when I'm going down the road if I'm talking in this way?
No, it's a hair, but it is 180%, 90% better than before.
Give me that slip here.
Anyway, TMS, monitoring.
Well, let's see, did you fix your radio, TMS?
I believe I did. I thought I'd get something back, but I put it in for Mistress Moore. I'm like, oh, they're not on Statewide 1, they're using Statewide 2.
Well, we heard you on 1, but then you came over to 2, and Scott answered you, and we've been talking on 2, but then you went back to 1, so I went back and yelled at you on 1, so I think your receiver wasn't set right. You weren't hearing anybody.
No, I did see the signal strength was moving. I'm like, I've got to set it right there. Okay. I've got it. So, nope, I like to jump on and say hi when I see you've got the damsel pair down here at Dayton.
That we do.
Very good. Yeah, no, I normally have my other EMR rig down here, but I didn't take it with me. I'm like, well, if all I'm doing is walking around talking to the guys on FM, I grabbed this one, but I stopped by and I picked up another one just to say, hey, and I missed another one on me. So, alrighty, I'll leave you guys to it. I'll do the same here. Thanks for coming back. We'll catch up with you a little later on. It'll be great, TMS. I'll be clear. Send me through, guys.
See you, Tom. I'll be there for now.
Hey, it works. It works. Give it a second.
Oh, my goodness.
W8F7NW.
Who are you looking for, Mike?
I'm going to check your Slack. I needed to answer that. If you would. Thank you. What do you mean Mike called me on DMR? I didn't hear Mike. I only heard you.
Hopefully you called you.
Oh, I didn't hear him. K-E-N-N-U-D, K-E-N-N-U-D-W-8-F-S-A-Y-2.
Yeah, you want to see if Baby Street still had power.
I believe I think I just saw like a couple of hits from the flashes, but it does. I don't think it's not an alarm.
Yeah, I'm just curious. All right, thanks. And it'll be you. Maybe it'll be you.
It's showing 124.9 volts, 60 hertz. So, yep, it's got power.
Hey, Jeff, somebody just walked up to me and asked me if it was your call sign coming out of my radio and wanted to know if you were going to be here tomorrow, but I don't know who it was. 10-8X speaking.
Do you sound Canadian, eh?
I sent you a mugshot through text.
Oh, that's Ron, WRPM from up north.
It was weird. He ran right up to me and said, did I just hear Jeff's call come out of your radio?
He's a tool.
Smells hammy around here.
You don't like that.
And then next week, Invention Statewide 2.
Give me this of your Grand Rapids.
Man, I feel like a pork chop sandwich. Where can I find that?
NXPWAYRC.
Go ahead.
I just wonder how you sound over there, Scott. I don't know, you know, a little bit of, far away from the antenna, but I think you're doing okay.
Yeah, we're just about back to the trailer. Be there in a second. NXP.
WYRC.
NXP. David Estevere.
He's not here anymore. How may I help you?
She's been pretty quiet down there. Just wondering if the lid on the cooler got opened up.
I spilled my adult beverage on it. We just got back from the HRO booth, and my brother bought an 891 and a big HF antenna to go mobile.
There you go. Sunny and 82 degrees here in beautiful Flint, downtown.
My wife just got a hold of me and told me that I was supposed to fix the air conditioner before I left. It's kind of warm in the house, and she's trying to sleep for third shift at the hospital tonight.
Uh-oh. Call your dad and see if he can run over and fix it.
I would if my dad wasn't 5 feet from me here taking a nap.
Yeah, You must not have got the sarcasm in that.
It's like texting people. You can't read their emotions and sarcasm. Anyway, we just did a for it once over, and we're about to go over and pick up all the things we missed.
Well, have fun. I will chat at you later. Just getting back here to Flint from Muskegon, so. Yeehaw. KVSW.
All right, I've changed my radio around. I just thought maybe it'd be busier on the air. But I didn't make it out to the flea market yet. Find the other guys. I'll see where they're at. Talk to you later. N8XP. Test.
Oh, I don't recognize that call. K-E-8-N-U-D. KVSWR.
Test.
Hello, over and stuff?
Test. Does this work?
What's the matter, Jeff?
Hi.
What spot in the field are our friends located at? I need XP.
All right. Where's everybody at in the flea market?
Down along the East Lansing. Go and get lunch.
I'm lost, and I need an adult.
Where's my dad? I don't know where my dad is.
Come here, little boy. I have some candy.
Where's the candy at? I don't know where I'm at. I'm lost.
I don't think anybody else has radios on. I'll just keep walking. Any next week.
Are you looking for OBU, Scott, or who are you looking for?
It doesn't. People I probably never met before, and I just know who I'm looking for. So I'm just, if I had a lot number, then I know who to say who I am and introduce myself.
OBU, what spot are you in?
Hey, OBU.
Hey, yes, what spot are you guys in? What spot number? I'm going to be flying the guy. I see he's there, too.
Okay, let's keep looking. I'm going to change my call thing because we're off of kids candy. W-8-O-I-P.
Jeff, guess signal.
What's that, Fred?
You were NED-125 in digital, so I guess I get a signal. I guess you just got to start walking around and asking, do you have candy and are you my dad, and see who answers.
Keep talking into my radio until I hear myself.
Exactly.
There, maybe I'm making it in. I don't know why I'm not hearing very well. NEW, keep it SXK. And what's you guys' spot numbers? Come on, man.
They must be busy selling stuff.
Oh, they're probably talking to Dewey. He's there, too, I see.
Like I said, if you're standing in the grandstands by the porta potty, there to the left, I think it's either the first or second row down there. Well, it's probably six spots on the right side. Ford Expedition, might be the first row. Blue Ford Expedition, he's got a black little trailer. Give it us over here.
Need one of these tall antennas. If we would have put the repeater out here, I could have found the antenna.
Yeah, you can blame that Scott guy for that.
And they next week.
72, 39, 40, and 41, Scott. 72, 39, 40, and 41. Give it a severe. I don't know what zip GL spots are.
All right, that's cool. I'll keep looking. It looks like I'm going to roll over then. I'll be there in a bit. Any next week.
He said he turned the DMR radio off, but Mike's pretty grumpy, so. You find the grumpy guy, that's him. Bald, short, grumpy. And then there's a... he's always grumpy, and I think he's bigger and a little taller and quite a bit bigger around. That's SXK. Tom's there, too. He's a taller, skinnier guy. Came in off of here.
Who's on?
N8XP, N8XP, W8FSM.
Scott's not here right now. Please leave a message.
8130, I found free candy over at 8130. His name is Mike. He's got free candy at 8130.
Hey, next week.
There he is.
And the WAYRC.
Are you out and about? We're in the first building right by the camper.
Control channel, and then front keyboard channel, all lines of the time.
We're in the corner by Gigaparts. Are you out and about?
NHCOP, WFIX, and DMR. NHCOP, NHCOP, WFIX, and DMR.
W8MW, say like you.
All right, your battery's just finished charging.
What's that?
I said your battery's just finished charging, so put them in the box. And I'm going to head back down to the office once the patrol gets here.
I'm just loading my truck out. There's stuff I got to take down to the office. I'll text you a picture where it's at. Good night.
Give me this, WR.
No worries, WFSO.